Mike?
Yeah, I just wanted to express a little concern about the use of bevacizumab in the real surgical adjuvant setting where the patient may have been cured by virtue of the surgical procedure. And we just completed our C08 clinical trial, which is modified FOLFOX6 with or without bevacizumab. And Dr. Carmen Allegra is going to be reporting the safety data at ASCO this year. We did not see an increase in GI perforations, strokes, heart attacks, but there were some acute toxicities that were seen with greater frequency. But overall, it was quite tolerable. My concern is, what's going to happen to the kidney function, to the cardiovascular system, to the central nervous system down the line in patients that have been cured? And I'd submit that we really don't know at this point. So my personal view is, in a patient that's had a complete curative resection, I'm reluctant to use bevacizumab in an adjuvant situation in colon cancer at this point.
Dan?
Two quickies about liver and lung resection. One is, someone asked the question about what happens when you have a clinical CR. What do you resect? Well, the answer is you resect the location where the tumor was, and you can do that in the liver because the liver is typically done with lobectomies and segmentectomies. And I think the most important piece of data to come out was from the French group that showed that even though people are in clinical CRs, very, very, very few lesions are pathologic CRs, so you can't assume they're cured. The other is in the lung. I got a dressing down from the chief of thoracic surgery at our place because I had a patient with two lung metastases, and the plan was for neoadjuvant chemotherapy, you know, and unfortunately, it worked so well, he said, what am I supposed to resect? You know, am I going to do an entire right lobectomy to get those two tumors out? So we had to sit there and twiddle our thumbs for 8 months until the tumors regrow. I suspect no harm was done.
And then they took them out?
And then they took them out.
Wow. Alan, you had a comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to debate Dr. O'Connell for a second. So I agree with your take on it, but it's interesting to me that NSABP gave a year of bevacizumab, not 6 months, and included stage 2 patients, some of whom, for what would be a modest, I know there's difference of opinion of how much the benefit is. I do agree with you, and yet we sort of set a very different precedent by giving a year of bev to stage 3 patients. What my question for you is, given your concern, which I echo, how many years of follow-up do we need from NSABP C08 to be comfortable that the results are, if it's a positive study, that we should be giving patients a year of bevacizumab? Do we need 5 years of follow-up to make sure people don't get strokes or...
At least.
Well, I agree.
At least. I don't know the answer to the specific number of years, but I'd submit it's a very different situation when you're testing a question in a clinical trial setting and collecting data prospectively rather than taking a drug and simply plugging it into a clinical practice setting where you don't know what these long-term side effects are going to be. So concerning the duration of the bevacizumab, we don't know how long it's necessary to give in the surgical adjuvant setting. We chose a full year in order to give a full therapeutic opportunity. If it's going to be effective, let's prove it once and for all and then dissect the duration of treatment in subsequent trials.
Alan, don't you think it's going to matter also in terms of what the efficacy is?
Of course. And if it's a profound effect, then that would probably be the answer, I think. But then the other issue with C08 is if it does show a 3-year or 2-year disease-free survival increment with a biologic, is that the same as with chemotherapy? I don't know the answer to it, but I think there will be questions even if it's a positive study.
And Mike, just to finish this out, because I think everybody in a lot of tumors, lung, breast, renal, ovary, is looking at that study, because that's going to be the first adjuvant Bev study out.
Yes.
What's your projection right now in terms of when we might see efficacy data?
Well, it will be by fall of 2009 for sure. That's 3 years from the time the last patient was entered on the trial. It's being looked at every 6 months in pre-planned interim analyses, and if it crosses a boundary, we could have an answer 6 months from now or at 6-month intervals.
Interesting.
But latest by fall of 2009.
Howard?
While I completely agree with, we need to have the COA data to really know the benefit in adjuvant therapy of the primary. Personally, for me, somebody who has a resected metastasis has much higher risk of recurrence, and that's more justification to use it even without the data from the COH study. I mean, their chance of recurrence is at least 70% and maybe higher depending on how much you took out.